is a life phenomenon that so many people are afraid of. A lot of people live their daily lives scared of the fact that they are going to die someday. However, there's a percentage of people that live their lives daily without the fear of dying, and I'm going to be sharing tips in this video to help you do that. My name is Fawn Peter, and right here on this channel, I share tips and lessons that have helped me live my life better and happier in the hopes that I can help you too. Death is a life phenomenon, like I said earlier, and so many of us are scared of dying. When people think of the fact that they could die of something, leave their family and their friends and all of that, it scares them. And so many people live daily and make decisions with the fear of dying as the platform, which is not a good way to live. Now, I've come to terms with the fact that we are all gonna die someday, and it is something that we all need to come to terms with because it even helps you live your life better. I'll be sharing some tips on how you can come to terms with the fact that we're all gonna die someday and not be afraid of death and live your life without the fear of death. Number one, know it and accept it. It's a fact. Everything has an expiry date. Everything has a beginning and an end. And there's a reason, there's a purpose to everything. So it's only normal that people will die at some point. Also, our bodies, our skin, our flesh, they have expiry date. When you get to 60, 80, 100, you realize that your body doesn't work like it used to before. So it's only normal that we all die of someday. Knowing this and understanding that it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing and that it's something that is bound to happen, and accepting that fact empowers you to be able to use that reality, to use that fact, to use that knowledge, and to use your life properly, to spend your life properly, to live your life properly, to live your life in a way that at the end of the day, you actually die without regret. So first of all, know the fact that we are gonna die, and it's not such a bad thing. It doesn't have to be a bad thing, and accept it. Number two, set goals and achieve them. The moment you understand and accept the fact that everyone is going to die, everyone has to die, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing, how do you make it something that is not so bad? By making sure you live your life to the fullest. And how do you do that? Set goals, achieve them, find your purpose, find your passion, indulge yourself. Ergo the saying, you only live once. Live your life to the fullest. Enjoy your life. Find out things that you would do that make your life have meaning, have a purpose, leave imprint, have value in the lives of other people. Make sure that if you died, your life would have been well spent. You would have people celebrate even though they are mourning. You would have people look back and be happy that you stepped into their lives. Make sure that your life is worth living. The earlier you understand this, the earlier you set goals. When you achieve your goals, you have a life well spent. And at the end of the day, it's a life of substance. Sometimes we get scared that we may die before we achieve our dreams, our purpose, our fulfillment. And yeah, that's a factor of life that could possibly happen. But in the moment, even before you get to that achievement that you're seeking, in the moment, learn to live, learn to make yourself happy, learn to live satisfactory, learn to impact the lives of people around you so that you leave a message, you leave a good memory, you leave impact. Once you understand the reality of death, accept it, understand that it doesn't have to be a bad thing, and then set to making your life substantial and making sure you live a life well spent. You know that if it comes tomorrow, you've lived the best life you could have possibly lived while you were alive. You hear people say, I'm too young to die. How about you say, I'm too young not to do the things I want to do? Try as much as possible to live a life that you want to live, to get your goals, to achieve your goals, to have impact on the lives of other people, to live a life that you can say for yourself is a life well spent. The next point is to always keep your relationships and your affairs in order. The people you love, the people you care about, that job you're doing, that passion you want to fulfill, your purpose, yourself, your mind, everything. Keep your affairs and relationships with yourself, with God, or whatever religion you subscribe to, with people, keep them in order. It shouldn't be at the moment when there's a pandemic or something going wrong that you start trying to find people that you've offended, that you've hurt, to apologize to and set things right. Always set things right. People tell you, what if you died tomorrow? Would you die without having said I love you? Would you die having malice with so many people? So keep your affairs and your relationships in order so that if something happens the very next minute or the very next day, you would know that you died leaving people happy, that you died leaving a good memory in the hearts of people, that you died telling your loved one I love you, that you died helping people, that you died being there, that you died doing what you were meant to do, that you died leaving the people you knew and the relationships you had in good state, so that you don't leave your relationships and leave people with bad memories, feeling of guilt, and just wishing they had the opportunity to have it right with you. Get your affairs and your relationships in order. These few tips are tips that I use that have helped me come to terms with death, accept it, and know that it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing if I die tomorrow. But for me to make sure that happens, I need to set my affairs in order. I need to get my goals, achieve my goals. I need to make sure I am happy and I'm living the life that I want to live to the best extent that I can. These have helped me greatly to understand and conquer the fear of death, and I hope they help you. If you have more tips that you've used to understand death and come to terms with death and not be scared of the fact that you're going to die someday, please share in the comment section. I would really love to hear them and to learn, and I think more people need to learn more about this. Meanwhile, if you like the contents that you get on this channel, please subscribe. You can also hit the notification button to be the first person to know when a video is up every week. You can also hit the like button and share it to your friends and family. And for more similar content from me, check out my podcast, The Fix Podcast, on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. I will see you next week.